Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope things are a little warmer where you are. Yesterday, I got up at 6 o'clock. It was 41 degrees. This morning, we're having a heat wave. It's 45 degrees, and this is supposed to be the beginning of summer, the official first holiday of the summer. Not going to be too many people at the beach today, maybe some great cookouts and in the backyard, but not really a beach day here in northern New England, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, with temperatures in the 40s. It is supposed to warm up later on, so you know, start thinking about getting that vegetable garden planted. We started getting it weeded. By the end of the day today, it'll be all weeded. And tomorrow, I plant. I don't care. I'm waiting long enough. It's time to get out in the yard and get things done. And let's just hope that the weather can cooperate, because the season here in Maine is not as long as it is in the Carolinas and Georgia, so we need to get things growing. And I know a lot of you feel the same way. We just got to have some patience. Mother Nature has the last rule, and when she says it's time, it's time. But it's still a little bit on the chilly side, so if you have tender plants that you purchase, what I would suggest that you do until things stable up a little bit, you know, put them outside during the day, and then at night, around supper time, put them in the tool shed, in the garage, bring them inside the house, and especially if it's going to be windy at night, that's going to make it even colder. Yesterday, there was a good 40, 50 mile an hour wind blowing, so it was really, really cold. But every year is different. It's a challenge, and that's why gardening is so enjoyable. You never know what's going to happen, so it's a challenge every single year. Did a lot of traveling this week. Went down to Cape Cod on when did I go down there? Friday, Thursday. And, oh, the traffic was just incredible, and looked at a couple of homes on the Cape, and the winter moth is everywhere. And those of you that don't live on Cape Cod, the winter moth is starts off with a little moth that will lay the eggs on oaks, on maples, on fruit trees, in all types of flowering trees, and it produces a little green caterpillar. And that little son of a gun, he'll just chew away till his heart content, and right now on the fruit trees, they're eating the flowers as well as the leaves of the tree. So in a situation like that, it makes it difficult, because if you use the wrong product to spray to kill the winter moth, you defoliate the flowers from the tree, and now you end up with no fruit on it. So it's something that you've got to keep an eye on, and hopefully we'll have some nice sunny weather. The bees will get active and still go to the fruit trees, do some pollination, and when you see that the blossoms come off, you want to spray those fruit trees. Now, if you want to do it organically, use the spinosad or spinosad. Bonide calls it Captain Jack. It's a great product. It's organic. It's natural. And it will take care of the caterpillars within a 2 to 3 day period. They'll all be dead. And you're getting, if you have any tall oaks on your property, you may walk in your yard and dangling from a leaf is like, looks like a thread. And on the end of the thread is this little green worm, oh, about a quarter of an inch long, and they're all over the oak trees. It's called an oak leaf skeletonizer. And if you're able to spray the trees, it will be well worth it because they're, it looks like you took a shotgun, shot it right into the foliage of the plant, and they're full of holes. And some new foliage will return, but what we need that will help a great deal. And the Northeast is very dry. I was working in the garden yesterday for a little bit and digging down about a foot, and it's powder, absolute powder. So the West Coast is dry, the East Coast is dry, and the middle part of the country, well, they're all flooded. 10 inches, 12 inches, 14 inches of rain in one day. The rivers are overflowing, the streets are flooded. So there's no happy medium this year with rainfall. We just wish Mother Nature would take the storms that go up into Texas, send half of them towards California. The people there need rain dramatically. And if you've watched any of the news, some of the lakes are down 30 feet, 40 feet. It's just incredible. And you even have to ask for water if you go into a restaurant. And the crops are really, really going to suffer. Now, if we can help you, the phone number here is toll-free. And write this down, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Okay? Daniel, who's up first this morning?
First up this morning, we've got Ray from Lowell, Mass. He's got a question about his lawn and then another one about Rose of Sharon.
Okay. Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. My lawn looks terrific at the beginning. It's green all over and it's beautiful, but the minute it reaches June, it starts drying out. So what's my problem?
Okay. Do you know what kind of grass seed that you planted?
Oh, Jesus. A Scott. I use Scott most of the time.
Okay.
Kentucky bluegrass on one side.
Okay. Bluegrass is a great grass seed because it will send out runners. So you plant one seed, it makes a plant. When it matures, it will send out runners, just like a strawberry plant does. And then it makes 2 or 3 new plants. They mature, they send out runners, and it gets thicker and thicker. But the problem with bluegrass, the root system will only penetrate the ground about 6 inches deep. So what I would suggest that you do And I've seen this grass work wonderful. It's called Pearls Premium Grass Seed. And the grass seed blend that's in there will penetrate the ground 18 inches deep. So when you get into July and August and you get 90 degree temperatures and no rain, it is very slow in turning brown because it can get water deep in the soil. The bluegrass, which is a good grass, tends to dry out. So what you could do is add some of this Pearl Premium to your existing lawn, and the two of them together will do a real, real good job in helping to keep it green. And the thing that you'll also like about the Pearls Premium, it grows a half an inch a week.
Uh-huh.
So that you only have to mow it once a month. And the other thing that's really good, you don't need a four-step program.
I've already started on that. Is it too late? I put the first step on in May 8th, and then I got the step two. Should I put that on?
As long as it's 6 weeks apart, but water step one in before you add step two.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. We were talking with Ray, and Ray, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Great. Okay. Now, what was your second question, Ray?
Hey, you know, I still have some Milagonite, too, you know. When should I put that on?
Okay, well, if you put a fertilizer and a weed preventer or a fertilizer and a weed killer, then you don't want to add Milagonite. So what I would do, put down your crabgrass preventer. That should have been put down by now.
I did, right.
And water it in. It's dry. I was on my hands and knees in the garden yesterday, and I dug down a foot, and it was powder. So if you put it on your lawn, get that sprinkler out and really soak it good for at least a half an hour and keep moving it, okay? And then normally if you can wait a month after you have applied it, then you would put down step two, which is your broadleaf weeds. But this year, because the snow lasted until April, usually you put the crabgrass preventer in late March, early April, so we've lost a month. Now, do you have a lot of broadleaf weeds?
No, everything looks nice.
Okay. Then what I would do, since you put down the crabgrass killer, that will fertilize the lawn, and it will prevent the crabgrass from germinating. And if you don't have a lot of weeds, take the bag of weed and feed or, you know, fertilizer with broadleaf weed control, put it in your tool shed and save it for next year. And just buy a straight lawn food. But in your case, you've got Milagonite. Put the Milagonite down because you don't have a weed problem. And that way you use up the product. It feeds your lawn. And Milagonite will feed your lawn for about 2 months, and it will not burn.
So I don't need that step two then?
Well, I mean, if you don't have a lot of broadleaf weeds, then, you know, it's not going to really pay for itself.
So I said save it for next year, right?
Save it for next year, and hopefully we'll have a normal spring where you put down your crabgrass preventer early. 6 weeks later, you put your broadleaf weed killer on, and that will take care of the lawn through the summer. And then if you get into an insect problem, then you can buy an insect control.
Uh-huh. That sounds good.
Or the other thing that you could do is save it, and in the fall, if you notice that during the summer you start to see signs of clover or chickweed or dandelions or any broadleaf weeds, use it as a fall fertilizer. So for now, you did the crabgrass and a fertilizer. Go to Milagonite and then save your broadleaf weed killer for the fall if you have weeds, or the following spring. It doesn't go bad.
Uh-huh. So I should use step two before and then step three, huh?
Right.
And four.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Now, the Rose of Sharon, it seems to be slow. It seems like no buds, but I scraped the bark, and it seems to have some green in it. Is there still a chance of bringing it back, or is it gone?
No, it's not gone. It's a very late plant to leaf out. I was in Chatham on Cape Cod, and the Rose of Sharon on Cape Cod are just beginning to break open the buds. My Rose of Sharon here in Kennebunk, which is southern Maine, haven't even shown a sign. And like you, I scratched the stem. There's green underneath it. But, you know, the nights get down into the 40s, and plants like that need the heat are slow in leafing out. So don't panic. Everything is fine. Fertilize them. Get some plant tone. And plant tone is a fertilizer.
Yeah, I gave it that already. Yeah.
Then just wait and watering. Try putting the sprinkler there and giving it a good
soak. It needs a lot of water?
Yes.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Diane from New Hampshire, and she's got an elderberry she has a question about.
Okay. Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I've got an elderberry bush, and this is the fourth year that I've had it in, and it's done great. All of a sudden, now, the tips of the branches are all wilting. It started at the bottom. I thought maybe at first I had hit one of the branches with the lawnmower, mm-hmm. and now it's all the way up to the top.
So the whole plant is wilting?
Just the tips of the branches, yeah.
Just the tips of the branches. So it's... Has it made any new growth on the tips?
Yeah, it has. It's grown, and there are some buds that has, you know, a really very pretty pink flower. But it's
okay.
Weird. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know what it is.
I think that probably it's a lack of rainfall. I know that the whole Northeast, we are about 4 to 5 inches below normal for rain. Try taking the hose, dragging it to where the plant is, crack it open so that you get a stream about the size of your little finger, and really saturate that soil. I do that with plants when we get into July and August.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's what I did try last week. You know, I started watering it because of the same thing. I thought maybe it was just so dry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just, that doesn't seem to help. It's progressed further, it looks like.
Okay. Is there any discoloration to the foliage?
No.
No, it's still green, but just kind of drooping over.
It's drooping over, yeah. And, you know, some of the branches are definitely, you know, the whole thing is just folded in half.
Okay. I would dig in the soil to see if there's anything around the plant that could be chewing on the root system. Just take your fingertips and dig in there and see if there's any insects that are there. It's been a crazy year for insect diseases and winter damage. I would get a liquid food, get some of the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, and I would probably give it 4 or 5 gallons to see if that will raise those wilted areas on that plant.
Okay. I have some of that in the garage.
Good. Then do it today. As I said, really soak it well and see what happens. And if it doesn't respond, give me a call back.
Okay. And what about this? My sister told me to get some bears, something for tree trunks. That it supposedly gets the bugs that are in the tree trunks. Would you suggest I use that also? Or?
No. The reason is it's called Bayer Tree and Shrub.
Right.
And it's a systemic. So if you put it on a plant that you're going to be eating the berries, you're going to get the product in the berry, and it's going to make you sick.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to eat it, but it would hurt the birds.
Yeah, if the birds are going to be eating it. Now, what you can do is you can apply it after the flowers have fallen and the fruit has formed, and then you'll be okay.
Okay.
But like for a vegetable garden, you would not use it in a vegetable garden.
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll give that a shot today. I'll do that this morning. I'll keep the tree and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Thank you so much now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Work on your lawn. It's dry. It's not responding. And get it fed. It's going to make a big difference. So if your lawn is pale green, it really hasn't started to thicken, get some food and run your sprinkler until we get a good soaking rain. Again, we're down 4 to 5 inches. Most of New England, parts of New York, parts of Pennsylvania, parts of New Jersey, and it's dry. And even if you put the food and you don't water, it's just going to sit there. But get a good product. ProTrust is a new fertilizer that was used by the commercial landscaping companies that did turf applications. They took care of it for insects and disease. But they have a fertilizer called Turf Trust, and it's a professional lawn fertilizer. And what I like about it is the product will last on your lawn, no matter what the weather is like, 16 weeks. Scott's Turf Builder will last around 6 weeks. So you're getting 3 times the lasting power. It has a product called CDU that they add to it, and that will help to minimize disease problems. If you can't find it at your local nursery, you give them a call, and they'll ship it to you for free. Okay? Now, the phone number to call is 410-956-1481. 410-956-1481. 1481. It's called Turf Tress. It's a great product, and it lasts 16 weeks. So you only need one application in the spring and one in the fall. You don't need four like the Scotts products, and it saves you some money. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sarah from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her tomato plants.
Okay, Sarah, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah, I planted my garden the beginning of last week, and I mean, it looked really good when I was done, but I've noticed, like, over the course of the week, it looks like they're falling over. And it's my hot pepper plant and my tomato plant. And I put, like, the sticks so I wouldn't have cutworm issues.
Right.
So I would think that alone would make it so they wouldn't fall over. But they're not wilted. I don't know why they're falling over, but I heard you talking about how bad the winds were, and maybe that caused it. I don't know. But are they fixable, or am I going to have to replant?
Well, I know yesterday I was headed up to Camden, Maine to do a property consultation. And when I get up at 6 o'clock, it was 41 degrees, and we had an incredible wind. Now, do you have cages, or do you tie them to a stick? How do you?
No, they're under like a foot right now. So I don't have anything, it's all fenced in. It's all posted and fenced in so, like, animals and people can't get in there.
Right.
But I don't have anything, I don't have cages or anything. I was planning on just putting some string up and letting it go up the string, up the fencing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would start doing that. I think it's basically the wind is blowing them over. Have they turned purple or red?
Nope, they're still green.
Okay, if they're green, it's just a wind that blew them over. They could have been a little bit tall or a little bit leggy due to the lateness of the season. And that's why they're falling over. Now, one thing that I've done in the past, and I've had great results, I started late. The tomato plants that I found were probably a foot tall. And
yeah, that's about what mine were.
And what I did is I planted them 6 inches deep. And there was only 6 inches above the ground. Now, tomatoes is the only plant that you can do this. The 6-inch stem that's below the ground will make roots. And it will make your plant grow better.
So I dig them out and plant them deeper, you think?
Yes, that's what I would do. I mean, I wouldn't buy new ones. If they're green, they look healthy, but they're just flopping over.
Yeah, they look good, except they're laying now. It's weird.
Yeah, just dig them up, replant them, and go down about 6 inches. So half of it is below the ground, half is above the ground. And firm the soil around it. Hit them with a liquid fertilizer like the Neptune's Harvest or the blooming and rooting fertilizer from Fertiloam, and they'll bounce right back for you. They're just too tall, and the wind blew them over. That's all.
I was hoping you were going to say something good like that. I appreciate it. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Corner of my yard has, like, this bamboo that's been growing there, and, like, I don't own the property. I rent. And the maintenance guys just mow it, and it's creaked out probably like 5 feet now. What can get rid of that bamboo? Does anything get rid of bamboo?
Bamboo is a really, really tough product and weed. And it grows like 8 feet tall if they don't keep mowing it. But if they are willing to mow it every single time they mow the lawn, it will eventually burn itself out. But there's a new product from Canada, and you can buy it online. It's called Adios.
Adios.
A-D-I-O-U-S.
Okay.
And It is supposed to take care of Japanese bamboo. They've been working with the highway department from the state of Massachusetts, and they've been getting pretty good results.
Oh, well, that's good. Thank you. I didn't know if there was anything that would get rid of that stuff. It just keeps creeping more into the yard and more into the yard.
Exactly. And this is something new. I have some coming, and I have bamboo in the neighborhood, and I'm going to try it. I've been told that the state of Massachusetts is using it along the roadsides, and it's killing Japanese bamboo. I know my son works at a nursery in Peabody called Northeast Nursery, and they sell Adios, and they've had pretty good results with it.
Adios. All right, I'm going to look it up and order some. I appreciate it, Paul. Keep up the good job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Massachusetts. He's got a question about his lilac bushes.
Okay. John, what's happening with your lilacs? Nice and bloom or no flowers?
I've got plenty of flowers, Paul, but what I'm seeing each year is they're getting lighter and lighter in color. Is there any way to bring back that rich purple color?
Yep. Lilacs do not like an acid soil. They love to be lined. So buy a package of a product called Turf Turbo. It's made by Bonide. Or Espomer has lightning lime, and it works in 3 weeks compared to 6 months. Both those products, and apply it now.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for Lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Most other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue below ground. But Complete's two-way formula kills ants, fleas, and ticks above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests like grubs and mole crickets for up to 3 months. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Jordan. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Catherine from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her Christmas cactus.
Catherine, welcome. How can we help you with the cactus? Is it turning
purple? Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm having a little bit of a problem. I have a 40-year-old old-fashioned Christmas cactus.
Okay.
And it has developed spots, rust spots on the leaves, and the leaves are dropping off. I must tell you, I haven't transplanted it for many years, but I'm right at the pot right now, and the pot, the soil is dry and very, very hard, immovable, actually.
Yep, so it's probably pot-bound,
mm-hmm.
and the root system has eaten all of the organic matter and the nutrition in your soil. So I would start by repotting it.
Okay.
And how big of a plant is it? I mean, how wide?
I would say that it's about 3 feet wide.
About 3 feet wide. And what size pot is it in now?
I'm going to say it's a 16-inch, but I'm not positive, Paul.
Okay. Is it a squatty pot or a real tall one?
It's a tall pot.
Okay. What I would do, and it's been in that pot for how long?
I'm going to say 8 years, perhaps.
Okay, yeah, then definitely do it. What
okay.
you want to do
mm-hmm.
is go to a florist or a garden center nursery. And what you want is an azalea pot.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The azalea pot is short and squatty.
Yes, yes.
Because
I love
you
those.
Don't need the depth of a great big pot.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And they should have something up to 18 inches. Now, if they don't have a clay pot up to 18 inches, then you can buy this some beautiful ceramic. But at 18 inches, they start to get heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it difficult for you to move it around.
Yes.
Buy either a fiberglass or a plastic pot. And what you would do, if it's a tall pot that you like, fill the bottom half of your pot with packing peanuts.
Oh, yes. Okay. I have
okay.
those. Mm-hmm.
And then there are two good soils that I recommend. I like the black gold. It's an all-natural. It has cocoa fiber. It has peat moss. It's sterile, and it is a very, very good soil. And there's also a soil made right here in New England called Ideal Organic. And it's spelled IDEALORGANIX.
I purchased that a couple of weeks ago when you had, I think, the gentleman from the company, and I went and got a big bag of that. So okay. I have that on hand, so that's helpful.
Okay, use that soil.
Okay.
That has a lot of cocoa fiber in it.
Uh-huh.
And cocoa fiber is able to retain moisture better than peat moss. It is a product. Cocoa fiber can be rebuilt in nature every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and while peat moss only makes a quarter of an inch of growth per year, so it's an environmentally friendly. It retains the moisture. It's great for the microbes. And the Ideal Organics have added mycorrhiza to that blend that will stimulate the root system of your plant to grow.
Okay.
So I would just knock it out and plant it in its new container.
I shall do that. As regards, though, those spots that I have, those rust spots, I brought a piece of the plant to Agway, and the lady up there told me that I was overwatering the plant. Is that a possibility, or do you think it's just pot-bound?
I think it's more on the pot-bound. If you were overwatering it, you would have either a red or a purple tinge to the foliage.
Okay, I don't have that ball.
So if it's green and you're getting some spots, take your fingernail, scratch the spot, and see if it comes out. It could be scale,
okay.
which is an insect, and you can use all seasoned oil, and that will suffocate it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch. When you watch it, record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.